Well, it's going to be a day unlike we've seen here at the Inglis Easter Yearling Sale today. And joining us is the Chief Executive of Inglis Bloodstock, Sebastian Hutch. Morning, Seb. How are you, mate?
I am excited. Looking forward to today. It's cool to be here. It's been a long time in the planning. You deal with all sorts of variables along the way, but the response to this point has been really positive and exciting to be here. It's not raining. Sun is shining. Everybody's in good form and ready to rock and roll.
Well, yesterday, take us through the numbers first.
Yeah, so top lot at 2.2 million, a Zoo Star filly at a prompt response. Everybody remembers prompt response. I mean, it's interesting when you get the catalogue and you see the pedigrees of the yearlings going through, you're obviously compelled to remind yourself of some of these horses. And the night before the sale, I was having a look through her race record and you forget how good she was, prompt response. I mean, she barely ran out of the first four in 30 starts. I mean, she's amazingly tough over four seasons. This is her third foal. Her second foal sold here last year for $1.3 million. It's in New Zealand and very good. I think it's actually due to make its debut soon. But this filly was just next level again. Just fantastic shape. Like, from the point of view of people who like to look at cool horses, that was a cool filly to look at. There was a Zoo Star colt, the most expensive colt yesterday, at a Fundamentalist. You know, Fundamentalist who gave the Autumn Sun the fright of its life. And the, I think it was the Randwick Guineas. You know, probably should have won Group 1. It was Group 1 place five times. He was a beautiful horse. Coolmore bought him. It was really a big day for Zoo Star and for Whitten yesterday. I think he had four of the top six slots. And it was fascinating because we had a lot of people engaged in the sale that we either hadn't had before or hadn't been for a few years. So that adds a variable to the sale. And we plough into today and hopefully we'll have another good day.
Highlight of this sale, Sebastian, is obviously getting with the Winx filly, going through a little bit later this afternoon. We were here, what time, Meadow? 5:15 this morning, still dark, and you had a security guard standing outside a box. Tell us about the preparations that goes into protecting this very valuable filly.
Yeah, it's just trying to take all practical measures to make sure that nothing can go pear-shaped, and we have security on the complex the whole way through the sale anyway. Just it made sense, given the value of the filly and the profile of the filly, that we'd and an extra layer of protection, so it's been great to be able to provide that sort of service, and you know, it's important to the owners and everything else, so it's pretty exciting.
I don't know whether you've seen or not today's article in the paper by our colleague here, Adam
Esteemed journalist.
Yes, esteemed journalist.
Don't use those terms with my name, it doesn't happen very often.
But he's saying there's this American...
John Stewart,
he won't be outbid.
Look, anything can happen in an auction. So. I'm playing all
these. He's prepared to go to, what was it?
He said $9 million. $9 million.
We had dinner with Mr. Stewart here two weeks ago. Very, very interesting guy. Very, very bright guy. He's been extraordinarily successful in business. Has wanted to become a significant factor in thoroughbreds. His whole life, he's from Lexington, Kentucky.
Has he bought horses here before?
Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday was his first time.
Yeah. Yesterday was his first time. So he bid online yesterday. I actually, off the top of my head, I can't remember. I forgot to check how many he bought. I think he might have bought three.
Yeah.
It sounds about right. I think a couple of fillies and a colt. And I think, obviously, he's been very active on social media. So, I'm not saying anything he doesn't already know. But, you know, at this juncture, you know, he's very enthusiastic about the idea of having been on the Winx filly. But I think he's engaged in the sale as a whole. And it's fantastic that our sport continues to attract new people. I mean, he came to Golden Slipper Day, was here for Golden Slipper Day, was involved as a small ownership share in Storm Boy. I think really enjoyed the experience. I think he went to the Hunter Valley. He's been in Sydney. You know, I think that he was... I think they found the whole thing really appealing.
Yeah.
And I think it's a compliment to the sport that a guy like him wants to get involved in.
Yeah, I don't follow American racing as such. But how does American racing, the atmosphere, the vibe, the interest, compare to over here in Australia?
Well, it's more mainstream in Australia, Sebastian, you have to say, isn't it? Like, in Australia, horse racing is much more in the mainstream conscience. In America, it's very, a little bit marginalised these days. Is that fair to say that?
Oh, look, how I'd explain it is that horse racing is part of the social fabric of Australia.
Yes.
You know, people enjoy the race on a Saturday. People like to have a bet. It's very social. It's a fun thing to do. Narrative's very easy for people to follow. In America, everything is big.
Yeah.
You know, everything is big, so racing's a big sport, but it doesn't have the mainstream following that racing has here. Mm. They have lots of extraordinary meetings, but just the... I don't think they'd experience too frequently days like Golden Slipper Day or days like Saturday. It's just not like that.
Just like there's always something happening here in Australia with racing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
What other highlights should we keep an eye on today then?
Right the way through the day, Widden have a fabulous draft, some really nice horses to go through, some nice horses to go through from Arrowfield. Newgate only had a handful of horses offered yesterday, but have a big group of horses to sell today, including some extreme choice colts, so I expect to be very well found. Coolmore, independent of the Wings filly, Coolmore have a pretty fantastic draft. There's a Wooden Basset out of Tulip, there's a Wooden Basset out of Sunlight, a bunch of really nice horses. I don't want to feel like I'm leaving anybody out, but right the way through the catalogue, I was going through it last night after the sale and thinking, there's plenty of exciting horses still to sell today, so hopefully we can have another good day.
Well, mate, we appreciate your time again for having us here at your complex and can't wait to see the theatre again today.
Great to be here and great to see you're still writing as many notes to prepare as ever. It's extraordinary stuff.